Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about Jackson Dart as we get ready for this giant game on Sunday against the Detroit Lions. And so many of you, I can't tell you how many of you, I'm shocked with how many of you don't want Jackson Dart to play. Don't want Jackson Dart to play if he's cleared, of course. Now, he has to be cleared. I'm not saying, you know, he's got to be cleared by the doctor. It feels like they're trending in that direction. But so many of you want to forego playing. It doesn't matter. Give him the extra weeks. Why risk it? Blah, blah, blah. And I talked at the beginning of the show about the AFC and what the Patriots are right now. And if you look at Drake May and how he's playing, and I talk about how important it is for Jackson Dart to continue to play these games, to go on the road against the Lions, to go on the road against the Patriots who have 9 wins, to go against these really good football teams and start to build something with your young quarterback. That's different to me than going to do it with Jameis Winston. It's different to me than doing it when you don't have your future franchise quarterback like the Jets do, or like so many teams, unfortunately, do not have. The Giants have that guy. They believe in Jackson Dart. He's given them every reason to do so. And I'm hopeful, and what we're trying to do here is become the New England Patriots, and Drake May and Jackson Dart become that next year. And I want to point specifically to Drake May, because if you look at the Patriots, and so many people want to talk about how it's okay when Brian Daboll got fired. See, they would point to the Patriots. Oh, look, you could fire a head coach, hire another head coach, and still have the quarterback play. Look at Drake May. Okay, I mean, I think that's a different situation. I mean, if you want to go get one of the best, program builders and coaches of the last 10 years in Vrabel, and then bring in one of the great offensive coordinators of all time and multiple Super Bowl champion, sure, as opposed to Mayo, who, you know, was a defensive coach and wasn't very good at all ever when Brian Daboll is an offensive guy and was helping with Jackson Dart and won a road playoff game, but fine. I don't think it's a great example, but everybody loved to point to it. Everybody loved to point to the Patriots as an example of why Brian Daboll could be fired and how Jackson Dart could continue to grow. Well, how about this for an example with Drake May? Nobody remembers this because nobody cares, because it wasn't the Giants, but Drake May didn't start. He played a little bit in week 3 against the Jets. But Drake May didn't start until week 6 in the NFL last year's season, right? And they only had 1 win at that point. They were 1-4 heading into week 6. That's when he started. He played 2 games. He was showing promise. You could see right away that he was skilled. And he was running the ball a little bit. And then week 8, you'll never guess what happened to him against the Jets last year in week 8. Jackson Dart sustained, Drake May sustained a concussion and left the game after only 6 pass attempts against the Jets. Had a concussion. Drake May had a concussion week 8 against the New York Jets. 6 pass attempts. 3 runs, and was hurt on a run. Now, scramble, design runs, I'm not positive looking at the numbers, but 3 completions, 3 rushing attempts, concussion. Guess what happened? Did the Patriots say, that's it, he's our young quarterback, he's had a concussion, We got to put him on ice. We can't mess with this. We got to give him a whole bunch of weeks off. He can't play. It's too dangerous. No. No. He played the next week against Tennessee. The next week. And they lost in overtime. He completed 29 of 41 passes for a completion percentage of 70%. He threw for 206 yards. And get this. He had 8 rushing attempts, the most he's had and the most he had all season long, and rushed for 95 yards, the most rushing yards he had all season long. He went on to play the rest of the year, losing game after game after game after game. He beat the Chicago Bears in week 10, lost 6 straight games before beating Buffalo the last game of the year. And look at him now. How important do you think those games were for Drake May? How important was it for Drake May to get out there and go to Buffalo and play Buffalo and take on the Rams and go to Miami and play Arizona and play the Chargers and lose 40-7? How important were those games for Drake May? He had a concussion in week 8, had to exit the game, came back the next week, had the most rushing yards of the season, the most rushing attempts of the season. Now, I don't know how many of those were design runs, how many were scrambles, but ran for the most yards, most rushing attempts. Had a 70% passing completion rate and lost in overtime in Tennessee. Played out the stretch of the season, and now look at him. He's in the MVP conversation. They have 9 wins, and they look like they're about to dethrone the Buffalo Bills from their guaranteed division championship year after year. These games are important. Jackson Dart needs to play. I don't remember anybody here clamoring that Drake May can't play after a concussion. Nobody said you can't put him out there. It's dangerous. It's unsafe. Why risk it? The season's over. The season was dead for New England. The season was dead for New England. And I'll tell you this much. The ownership knew that that wasn't the coach either. They knew a coaching change was coming. They knew the season was dead. Their young quarterback, who they just drafted 3rd overall in the NFL draft, had a concussion. And the thought wasn't, oh, that's it. He's done. He can't play. It was, are you healthy? Get back out there, because the next 7, you know, the next 8 weeks are going to be important. And they were. And it was a lot of losing. And it was a lot of frustrating games. And it was a lot of disappointment. But he won his last game against Buffalo. They finished 3-10 on the season. Oh, he only took one snap in that Buffalo game. So 2 of the 3 wins he hardly played. I mean, that's amazing, too. Actually, all 3 wins he hardly played. He didn't play the first game of the year they won. He got knocked out in the win against the Jets with the concussion, and he hardly played against Buffalo. The only win he had was against the Bears. So he played down the stretch of the season. He came back from a concussion. He finished his rookie season on a dead year with a new coach pretty much coming. Almost the exact same scenario. Dead season, down the stretch of a year, new coach coming next year, not a lot of weapons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And yet he was out there after a concussion and for the rest of the year, and they built something with him. He built confidence. He went out there and played tough games against tougher opponents. He learned. And this year, he's playing like an MVP, and they are 9-2, and they are leading their division, and they are the one seed currently in the AFC. That's the hope. That's the belief. That's what you're trying to get. That's why these games are important. That's why Jackson Dart needs to play. I don't remember any hand-wringing or screaming or complaining about Drake May coming back the week after a concussion. And he had more rushing yards than he did at any other time in the entire season. That next week against Tennessee, he ran for 95 yards. And he was, if you remember last year, he ran the ball. That was part of what made him exciting. He had that athleticism. Jackson Dart has to play. This is important. And you could look to Drake May and the New England Patriots, and that's the hope. They are the exact hope. They are what the Giants are hoping to be. Young franchise quarterback going into year two, new coach, more talent, another top pick, and changing your destiny within a year. And it didn't just start when they hired Vrabel, and it didn't just start week one of this year. It started week six of last year. It continued week nine when he returned from a concussion. It continued week 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17. He played all of those games down the stretch of a dead season, and that's where this 9-2 season began. And hopefully we're talking about a winning football team next year, and the conversation will start with Jackson Dart week four against the Chargers. And it will continue, hopefully, when healthy, Jackson Dart returning from injury and playing games down the stretch. I don't put much stock in playing out a dead season and acquiring wins and building a winning culture when you don't have the young quarterback. I really don't. But when you do, it is a different story. You want to instill confidence. You want to instill just repetition. You want him to see as many different defenses as possible. You want him to learn. You want him to grow. He can't do that sitting on the bench. And he hasn't played enough and hasn't shown me enough where I can just, you know, coast the rest of the year and say, let's just pick it up next year. These games are important. And look no further than the best team in the AFC and a young quarterback who took the leap from promising young kid to MVP caliber quarterback in 1 year. Look no further. The exact same scenario. Let's turn these Giants into the Patriots.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.